So off I went to Pune, it must have been, and the following year, on the 14th of October 1956, the Great Mass Conversion did take place. And as I had suggested, the refuges and precepts were administered to Dr. Ambedkar by U Chandramani, a Burmese monk who had lived for many, many years in Kusinara, and from whom, as I mentioned, I'd received my own ordination as a Shramanera. And on that occasion, I think it was 380,000 people became Buddhists. First of all, U Chandramani administered the refuges and precepts to Dr. Ambedkar and his wife, and then Ambedkar himself administered them to the 380,000 people who'd gathered on what became known as the Diksha Bhumi for that purpose, all dressed in white. So that was a very great occasion, a historic occasion. Not everybody was pleased. Some of the daily papers contained very scathing comments. Some commentators dismissed it as a political stunt on Ambedkar's part. Others were quite disturbed that so many people should be leaving the Hindu fold, because that had political and even electoral, you know, implications of various kinds. But anyway, the Great Mass Conversion took place. I wasn't there on that occasion myself. The invitation reached me rather late, and I had already made arrangements to give some lectures in Gangtok. But of course I heard all about that event, and I believe I wrote something about it also at the time. I must also mention another remarkable feature of the conversion program. After he had administered the refuges and precepts to his followers, Ambedkar administered a further 22 vows, or pratignas they were called in Marathi, 22 vows. And he explained why. These were meant to safeguard the integrity of Buddhism, the integrity of the Buddhism of those who had converted to Buddhism. He didn't want any mixing with Hinduism. So the vows, which may not sound very relevant to us here in the West, consisted of such vows as not to worship this Hindu god or that Hindu god, not to support the Hindu caste system, and so on. So these pratignas he administered. And I think they were quite important, because in India, Hindus especially very easily sort of mix everything up together. There was a news item even very recently, I was told, that the government of one of the states in India has passed a law saying that Buddhism is part of Hinduism, which of course Buddhists don't agree with. So Ambedkar was hoping to safeguard against that sort of thing, that what people followed after converting to Buddhism, was the Dharma, was not some sort of mixture of Buddhism and Hinduism. And I myself found later on, you know, in the following years, when I used to travel around among the small towns and the villages, lecturing on the Dharma, I still found there were a few people left who, though they considered themselves Buddhists, were still performing animal sacrifices to this or that local god. So Ambedkar wanted to guard against that sort of thing and have a clear line of division, as it were, between Hinduism and Buddhism. He wanted his followers to be Buddhists, not a mixture of Buddhism and something else. And perhaps that's a lesson for us in the West also.